From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Meg Cunningham. Governor Mike Parson visited the Missouri State Fair yesterday, where he preached the need to improve infrastructure to help the state's agriculture industry. Marshall Griffin reports.
Parson told fairgoers that Missouri not only needs to improve its roads and bridges, but also needs to fix up its rail, airports, river ports, utilities, and broadband access.
That has to be a priority of the state of Missouri for us to move forward. If you want to bring new businesses here, and you want our kids and our grandkids to have an opportunity a lot of us have, you got to focus on that.
Parson is supporting the fuel tax hike on the Missouri ballot as part of the solution. It would gradually raise the fuel tax by 10 cents a gallon over the next 4 years, and supporters say it would provide at least $288 million for road and bridge improvements. At the Missouri State Fair, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley has sued the St. Louis Housing Authority over conditions at a low-income housing complex, alleging problems that include rodent and pest infestations, mold, and structural failures. The lawsuit, which was filed yesterday, cites concerns at the Clinton Peabody Housing Complex. It also names McCormick Barron Management, the company that manages the complex. The suit alleges that the problems have long been evident but have not been resolved. Hawley, a Republican, is running for U.S. Senate against incumbent Democrat Claire McCaskill, who has also pushed for improvements at Clinton Peabody. She toured the complex in April when residents told her about problems that they said were only addressed after protests and media coverage. MU Healthcare is in talks to purchase two mid-Missouri hospitals and a St. Louis-based health system. SSM Health and MU Healthcare have begun discussions to transfer the ownership of hospitals in Jefferson City and Mexico, according to an MU Healthcare press release. According to reporting from the Columbia Missourian, MU Healthcare CEO Jonathan Curtwright says patients will have access to more primary care if the deal goes through. He also says he believes MU Healthcare will be able to recruit and maintain more specialty physicians in those two hospitals. The MU system will also take over outpatient, home care, hospice, and medical group locations throughout the region. A Missouri candidate who recently won a surprise victory in the Republican primary for state auditor is now facing questions about whether she's eligible to run. The Kansas City Star reports that Sandra McDowell will face Democratic incumbent Nicole Galloway in the November 6 general election. Many Republican officials worry that McDowell could undercut the party's chances of ousting Galloway this fall. McDowell didn't move to Missouri until 2010. The Missouri Constitution says an auditor must have been a resident for 10 years at the time of election. McDowell says she, quote, established intent for residency more than 10 years ago. Legal experts differ on McDowell's interpretation of the Constitution. Another candidate on the November ballot would have to file a legal challenge to McDowell's residency within 5 days of the election being certified on August 28th. I'm Meg Cunningham, KBIA News, Columbia.